WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Student Section MLB here during the playoff hunt heading into the World Series. A lot to talk about. We've had playoff series end. We have sweeps. We have crying Braves fans, and one of them right now. We are in depression mode here, but we have more to talk about, of course. What's going to happen with future teams? Why are we going to look at that and more with this episode? So, guys, let's start off first with, of course, we didn't fully get to see the end of the wild card round when the show ended last week, so let's talk about that. The only game that I think we really missed was just Arizona versus Milwaukee. Arizona had that comeback to sweep the Brewers. I guess your thoughts real quick about that.
Yeah, we saw the Diamondbacks had took the lead during our show, and the show ended, and they just held on to the lead in that game. Pretty boring wild card slate, if you ask me. I mean, everyone was a sweep. That was the closest series we saw. The Diamondbacks came back in both of the games down early, but other than that, I mean, pretty standard wild card.
I mean, I think the Diamondbacks looked like the team that they looked like to start the year. They looked complete, and into the divisional series, they looked very complete. I mean, if we want to just jump right to that, Dave Martinez getting fired. Like,
did Dave Martinez or Dave Roberts?
Dave Roberts. I don't know why.
All right.
My bad. Dave Roberts is gone.
Mm. We'll get to that later, but so we've had that kind of come and go. But I guess let's kind of go into this when it comes to, I guess the series everyone wants to talk about right now is Philadelphia versus Atlanta. Let's rip off the Band-Aid. I want to make an apology. Keep smiling, buddy. All right. I apologize to the New York Yankees. I was too harsh on them. My team ended up possibly being big chokers. Please prove me wrong, Braves. But please, I don't like this. I feel like a New York Yankees fan right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I accept your apology.
Thank you. Thank you, Luke.
But it's still a Red October. Red October.
Anyway, your mic is malmuted. Anyway. All right.
You gave this man not much power.
Yes, there we go. You gave me control of the soundboard when I shouldn't have. All right, anyway. Man, let's just go and get into this. I mean, God. Game one, sure. You have game one blues. Big deal. You have the game two comeback. All right. You have that energy. It felt like there was a potential momentum shift. That was a really good ending to kind of say, okay, we're getting back in the driver's seat. And then you have the game that is happening right now. Current score is currently still 8-2 Philadelphia.
Oof. And, Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Thanks. We're entering the bottom of the eighth. Of course, Philly will be, of course, heading there. If Atlanta loses, I think we are going to be in a very interesting place. I mean, what do you guys think? Like, do you think that, like, again, we still have game four because it's currently a 1-1 series. A lot can change. We can have a ninth inning kind of comeback, but I mean, Luke, I'll let you go first on this.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't see a world where the Braves win this series. I mean, you got game four at the bank, and that is a very tough environment for any team. Philly fans are ruthless. Philly fans are aggressive. They're loud. I mean,
rude.
Yeah. I think that fell under the ruthless category, but that's a very tough environment to play in, especially with your back against the wall. That place is going to be jumping. And even if you guys do somehow win game four in the bank, you go back home, but you're facing Zach Wheeler, who shut you guys down last time out. So as it stands right now, I would probably have to say that Phillies are winning the series.
Luke
As
Anderson.
I said before the series started, I did predict that. Just want to put that out there.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I would just say, right before I get into it, quick update for you guys because there's games going on right now. Astros just hit a two-run homer. They're leading 3-1 in the top of the fourth. Now I'll get into this. I think if the Braves lose this series, which I think is very likely, as Luke pointed out, they're very, very likely to lose this game. I see no chance of them coming back in this one. And then I think it's going to be really, really hard for them to win a game four in Citizens Bank Park, as Luke pointed out. I think the Braves will be on immediate pack watch. I think they can be comparable even to the Dodgers as of now. I mean, that's going to be back-to-back years with 100-win seasons, NL East champions just to lose in the first round of the playoffs. To the same the Phillies twice, who are in your division that you won against them, and then you're going to lose in the playoffs to them. That's just a terrible look, sadly, for you guys here in the studio who are Braves fans. And in general, I just think that's I don't know what's going to have to change. I mean, you see, they're one of the best lineups in the regular season. I mean, they had the most wins in the regular season. They had probably the best lineup in the regular season, and they're just, they can't really
quickly interrupting,
so far.
Just to induce more depression, it is now 9-2 Philadelphia.
Who scored?
Nick Castellanos just hit a 450-foot home run.
His second of the day, by the way. Bryce Harper also has two today.
450 feet.
That's four homers in this game for the Phillies. And keep in mind, the Braves. The only reason the Braves are still in the series is because of their miracle comeback a few days ago after Zach Wheeler went 5 1/3 hitless innings, and they got a nice comeback with two-run homers, and they ended up winning. But if you can't win, if you lose two games by getting basically blown out, and your only win comes in comeback fashion like that, it's really hard to say that you're going to win the series overall. So I don't have high hopes for you guys. But, I mean, I've said it as a Mets fan to my fellow Mets fans. I just hope both teams in this series don't have fun. But and I hope whoever wins loses in the NLCS. But it's going to be hard to tell because the Phillies are on a roll right now. So it's going to be hard to bet against them in the NLCS if they make it there. And if the Braves pull off a comeback, then they're going to be hot, and it's going to be hard to bet against them in the NLCS. But I don't know, Carson?
Man.
As a Braves fan?
Okay, as a Braves fan, I am unhappy. And I'm going to say I have an unhappy prediction that we might see.
Which has happened?
Brandon Marsh.
Oh, geez.
Solo home run. Back-to-back jacks by the Phillies. It's 10-2 in the eighth inning.
That's not good.
They are pouring it on.
I want to say so many words that are banned by the FCC right now.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Well, that can't be fun.
Yes. Anyway, so as you guys can hear me just internally just unhappiness, I'll say. There absolutely has to be, there has to be some consequences for this. And I'm just going to say, I hate saying this, but if Atlanta doesn't want to end up like the Dodgers, there might be a good chance Brian Snicker needs to get.
I would agree, yeah.
There might be a chance because 2021, that was a little bit of a fluke, let's be honest. Even
whoa.
Braves fans
admitting, whoa.
I wouldn't say that was a fluke.
I wouldn't even say that.
No, here's what
I would say that the Braves team that won the World Series is definitely the worst out of the past three Braves teams.
I think that's what you're getting at, and I think that's what I would agree with. Yes.
That's a good statement. I don't think it's fair to say that Snicker should be gone.
I think at least he should be on very thin ice.
I don't even know about that. I would say Snicker is one of the top 10 managers in baseball right now. And
here's the problem.
To be a great manager,
though, you have to be able to go into the postseason with one of the best rosters in all of baseball at the moment, with one of the most insanely cheap rosters, I should also add.
Because of the cheating that they're doing.
There is no cheating. We are not the New York Mets.
I'm kidding.
Oh, we'll get into that later.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I got overshadowed by the Braves' failures. Sorry.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
I told you I was going to throw strays. I told you I was going to throw strays.
I love my co-host, but moving on.
Hey, you did it to me. All right.
Okay, that was like once or twice. I feel like
maybe
I
maybe more than that.
Hit over the
Thank
head.
You. Thank
okay.
You.
Anyway, I think – I think they're definitely, at least when it comes to the pitching coaches, or at least some hit, I won't say hitting coaches, because this feels like the team just randomly got cold when it came to hitting. Pitching coaches, I think there needs to be an overturn on that. I feel like pitching has absolutely been an issue, because it feels like the team has like three good starters, with Strider, Fried, and then sometimes Morton. Yeah. And then otherwise, you know, it feels like basically you just have to kind of homer your way to a victory.
Mm-hmm. Which they haven't been doing at all in the series.
That's the issue. And then you also have, again, I feel like we are reaching a point where, and this is where I say this is a bit of a depression cope induced prediction. I think there's at least a 50% chance Shohei Ohtani is going to be a Brave, because guess what? You get pitching, you get hitting, you're able to bring him in.
He's not pitching all of next year.
I know, but still, think about the future. The Braves are a very future-focused organization. I think we can all agree to that. They're an organization that does not exactly like to throw away pieces that they could use. Even though, yes, maybe you wait a year, again, having someone like that on the lineup and you have his services, that's something that should be looked at. I mean, when you're looking at this, you need to make a – I think 100% there's going to be some free agency splashes when it comes to pitching, because, again, the wonderful Acuna and Ozzy contracts, those are up in 3 years. So those are coming, and they're going to get big money. And I think I'm a little concerned. Maybe the Braves will not want to play ball exactly with both Ozzy and Acuna. I think there could be one choice.
So you're saying Ronald Acuna's a Yankee is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying possibly Ozzy Albies is.
Oh boy!
I think if that happened, I don't even like hypothetical world, because that would never happen. But if that were to happen, and our outfield consisted of Aaron Judge, Cody Bellinger, and Ronald Acuna, I think I'd probably just drop out of school and just live in the in Yankee Stadium.
So you'd be like George.
I would just take yeah, exactly. Just take over, honestly.
Okay. Anyway, but like I guess what I'm saying is, I'm not saying the window is closing, because that's absolutely not true. The Braves have a window that right now looks to be at least open until 2031. That's a very fair statement to say. I think no one's going to disagree with that. However, you have to keep that window sustained, not where it's a bit open window, but a window that's wide open, like it is right now for the next 3 years. You have to make some big splashes, and right now pitching is an issue. I mean, what? We said, I think we're at 6 homers today that the Phillies have been given?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
6. Who allows 6 homers in one game?
The Atlanta Braves.
But I'm talking about, like, yeah, besides, like, is there any other team right now?
No.
Probably not.
Well, maybe the Dodgers. Is that what they did this weekend?
I mean, that was just Clayton Kershaw.
Let me check if they gave up 6 homers in that game.
I think
Certified
Kershaw
Certified playoff choker, by the way.
They gave up 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
4.
Yeah. That series is not too going too hot either, but we could talk about that in a minute.
At this point, I'm just going to say this. One, I mean, who are some pitchers that are going into free agency that is not, 300 years old like Clayton Kershaw?
Not sure. Also, Clayton Kershaw will either retire or just re-sign with the Dodgers anyway.
I think it's time to hang up the cleats, brother.
Yeah. Especially after that game one, I think he'll probably retire.
That's a rough way to go out.
He should, but...
But...
Yeah.
I think he should.
Yeah, I think he kind of got old-yellered a little bit, but... Man, I mean, I'm just thinking... The issue is the Braves are needing a big free agent pitcher when last season was kind of the season to really go after it. I mean, it makes you kind of wonder. I mean, there's probably a very unrealistic chance, but man, that the Braves could have gone after Max Scherzer when he was on the market, possibly Justin Verlander. I mean, again, interdivision, Mets already hate the Braves enough. You have all that happen. It's just, I don't. I'm honestly at a point of kind of like, okay, how do you move forward from this? Because the only way I see it is like you. I'm not going to say you have a complete tear down of the roster, because that's unrealistic, but I feel like this is a roster, like again, you have your window wide open. I don't think you trade away anyone. I think you have to go out and sign.
I just want to interrupt for a second. Bryce Harper is coming up to bat right now with runners on first and second, one out in the bottom of the eighth. He very well could be swinging freely because this game is already out of control, so be on the lookout for a third home run from Bryce Harper.
We're going to ignore that alert when that happens. Anyway.
I just looked into it. These are a couple names for free agent pitchers, unrestricted. Aaron Nola, Sonny Gray, Blake Snell, Luis Severino, Jordan Montgomery.
Blake Snell could be a couple
names. Severino's washed. Blake Snell's a Yankee, and Sonny Gray.
Everyone is a Yankee.
Sonny Gray can't be a Yankee because we already tried that, and he sucked.
Gray or Snell's going to be a Yankee. I'm not a Yankee, Brave.
I could very well see the Braves going after Sonny Gray. That would be a good fit.
Yeah, I think totally that would work. But I think they absolutely have to do something. I mean, their window is definitely nowhere near closed. And if they've had one of the best teams, regular season teams, for the past 2 years and gotten first round.
I cannot think of any contracts that are up this upcoming season for the Braves that are on that current lineup.
That I don't know. I could look into that.
I think possibly, because Arcia's got a deal this season. Strider, maybe Fried, and maybe
what's Soroka's deal?
Just who?
Mike Soroka.
Oh, I mean, he's kind of, at this point, though, let's be honest, he's kind of washed.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't really say washed. Yeah. He's just dealt with injuries his entire career. Yeah.
But, like at what point, like, do these injuries, like, keep, like, affecting him? Because, like, I mean, it's what, he tears his ACL, like, what, every three steps now? I mean, I hate sounding mean, but let's be honest.
2-0 count on Harper, just by the way.
He's about to hit a homer.
Could you imagine?
Let's see. Braves unrestricted free agents. Kevin Pillar, Mets legend. Not anyone super notable on their team.
Yeah, I mean, so. Yeah, again, it's like, again, this is like the perfect, the issue is,
I think, the year for them for sure.
Yeah, if you want to go after free agents, like, this is like the perfect.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, like, you don't have to worry about any big contract, contracts. But, like, again, it's like the issue is then, as Alex is an amazing GM, we've seen what he can do when it comes to picking up great trades, when it comes to signing young players and keeping them around for a long while. But it's like with free agency, man, I don't know, he gets way too scared when it comes to contracts. I think he gets really, really scared. Again, I think you go after Snell and you go after Gray. I think you at least get four pitchers lined up in there where, look, they might not all be an ace, but they're willing, like, to at least go out there, give you four or five innings, maybe, of good pitching. I think that would. I think you. I'm not going to say again you win the NL or maybe you win the World Series, but you're going to get a really, really, really good chance with a lineup like that when it comes to pitching and a new pitching staff. Let's be honest. I think it's. Again, I'm going to say it again. You probably got to fire the pitching staff because this performance. Again, there's consequences for this series, and I hope Liberty Media and the Braves. Just so everyone remembers, the Braves are technically now publicly owned. You can buy stock.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So
Philly's already bought them.
Bryce Harper has all the stock in the Braves, clearly. Him and Nick Castellanos.
I'm getting such dirty looks right now. The amount of dirty looks around this room is bad.
Yeah, just a few stats. The Braves' postseason ERA is a 4.97. Meanwhile, the Phillies, and this includes the wild card series, though, the Phillies' postseason ERA is 1.67 in terms of the Phillies' lineup. Let me go to that. Phillies have five guys in their lineup with a postseason OPS over one. And Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, JT, Real Muto, Nick Castellanos, and Brandon Marsh. Meanwhile, the Braves lineup, which was the best in the regular season, Ronald Acuna has a 750 OPS the postseason.
On that note, I think this is a good time for a commercial break. All I'm going to say is...
Let's hope there's a miracle.
I am hoping game four we see things change, and maybe this is like the moment where, again, kind of like the Brewers series in 2021, where like the Braves kind of finally figure it out when it comes to the postseason, because I am not having fun right now. I am sad. I am tired. I am depressed. I want to have fun again with this team. I want pearls. Give me a new pearl. I don't know. Give me like a cheap like a Fox Gold painted chain. There you go. It's like the gold spray paint.
Yeah,
I'll take that at this point.
Wait,
Give me something.
I just want to hear Luke say it before we go to commercial.
Say it.
Say the line. What is it?
Red October.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Red October.
There we go.
All right, communists. We'll be back in about 5 minutes.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And welcome back, everybody, to Student Section MLB here on WVUA. Of course, I'm your host, Carson Kiel.
Luke Torrey.
And Luke Anderson.
And no more depressing Braves talk. It's over. It's over.
Well, it's not over yet. There's two outs in the ninth, and then it'll be over.
Okay. Well, the series isn't over, so I'll say that. There you go.
I beg to differ.
Okay. Anyway, we didn't get a chance to talk about this last week, I think. I'm not going to make a big deal of it because, let's be honest, this is a bit of a, like, I'll be honest, I'll be nice to you guys. I think this is a bit of the owners just getting mad at Steve Cohen. I agree with this a little bit. So the New York Mets are under investigation after the Mets GM has resigned. This, of course, came basically as soon as he got the news about improper use of the internal reserve.
They cheated.
Yes, they did cheat. But let's be honest at the same time.
They cheated with the best payroll in baseball and missed the playoffs.
I'm
throwing strays everywhere tonight.
Okay.
I do not deserve to be catching these.
I'm only kidding.
No, I know.
I'm just going to say it. Everyone does this.
That's what I was about to say, Carson.
Everyone does this.
I was going to say,
100%.
Billy Epler resigned, and the MLB investigates him. And yes, I agree this shouldn't be happening. I think, obviously, the issue is that they were putting players on the injured reserve that weren't actually injured in order to get an extra roster spot for better players. This is evident. Tim LeCastro was on the Mets IL like almost the whole year. And he's probably the player who wasn't hurt.
I haven't
heard
that name since last year when he was on the Yankees.
But I was going to say the same thing. I mean, yes, it is illegal, but every team has been doing this for years now, and I'm just lost as to why it's the Mets who are being investigated specifically.
And I'll be honest, this is I think I said this before the show.
Because they also sucked. I don't know why they're picking the Mets out. They suck.
Because it's okay. Here's the problem. I think the issue was, one, the Mets were pretty blatant about it. I think that's one thing. The other teams, they kind of hide it with lesser players, players that are not on huge contracts. And then two, it's 100%. Let's be honest. Steve absolutely poked the bear with this past season with so many signings and so many huge contracts.
Yeah, true.
And it kind of sent the owners into a tizzy. So.
Just live update, the game is officially over, and the Phillies have taken a 2-1 series lead on the Braves with Game 4 coming tomorrow?
Friday. Yes.
Friday.
No, it is tomorrow.
I thought it was tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
It is. It's okay.
It is tomorrow, yes.
All right, so next show, you'll probably hear me crying. Anyway, it could be tears of joy. Tears of joy, you never know. Here's the issue. I think baseball has always had its things with cheating, but they always this. I mean, you have the '90s Reds scandal with their owner and the controversy that followed that. You had, of course, recently with the Houston Astros, which, let's be honest, the MLB kind of let them get away with that a little bit. Now I'm just kind of thinking, like, you've had steroids, of course. You had the Black Sox in the 1900s with, of course, you know, the 1919 World Series team. And then now you kind of look at this and it's like, this isn't a super big deal.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put it in any category of the Astros or the Black Sox or anything like that.
Yeah.
This is like borderline cheating, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, this is the, it's a bigger story than it should be, in my opinion.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's like, I guess this is where you kind of start to have the thing is, like, you have an owner that comes in again tries to basically pulls off what the Dodgers have attempted to do. Still don't have a real ring, by the way, Dodgers. I think we all agree on that part.
True.
100%.
Yes. And they won't get one this year.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Besides the point.
Anyway. But this is like a warning shot. Can we be honest, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I would say the reason it's a big deal is because everybody else is doing it. It's more of like a, hey, like, we will take things in, like, seriously, like, figure it out before we investigate everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what's going to come. I don't think much is going to come out of the investigation. I mean, I think, like, they know that every team's doing this. I don't think they're going to particularly punish the Mets. I don't know.
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, if the offender resigns, like,
he resigned, and it's on him. So
it's probably just going to be like the commissioner just sends a letter, like, don't do this, Mets.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly. And I mean, if every team is doing it and they're having issues with, like, the roster and stuff, maybe they should just expand the roster, add an extra roster spot.
Hey, buddy, we don't need real thoughts and solutions on this.
That's true. We just need to pick Billy Epler as the scapegoat and say, don't do this, and then not do anything about it. We could do that, too.
All right. Well, speaking of scapegoats, let's talk about the Baltimore Orioles.
The scapegoat for being bad, is that what we're going to say?
Well, the scapegoat also for LOL AL East a little bit.
Let me handle this segment.
All right. The Yankees
had the same amount of postseason wins as the Orioles, as the Rays, and as the Blue Jays. So this postseason could end right now, and I would be the happiest person on the earth. Everything I wanted to happen has happened. Now the Twins just need to take care of business against the Astros, and this will be my favorite offseason. I mean, my favorite postseason ever that did not include the Yankees. It already is, honestly. Like, this is sweet. I'm enjoying everything. Mm. That's all I wanted to say.
Luke Anderson, you had a certain prediction about the Texas Rangers. I know you're a happy man right now.
Yeah, I just want to brag about the Texas Rangers. They were my team to win the World Series. And
they
so far,
great.
They have gone 5-0 against the 200-win American League teams. And these are a couple stats on how they've been doing so far in those five games. So in five games, they have 51 hits, 32 runs, and an 865 team OPS plus as a team. In terms of individual players, you have Corey Seager has a 429 average with a 1.5 OPS. Mitch Garver has a 400 average with a 1.2 OPS. Evan Carter is a 429 average and a 1.4 OPS, and Josh Young is a 400 average and a 1.2 OPS. As I said, the Texas Rangers definitely had a scary lineup. Yes, they were cold for the past 2 weeks of the regular season, but they've clearly picked it up against the Rays, who have good pitching, and the Orioles, like I said before when I made my ALDS prediction, the Orioles don't have the best pitching staff, which is probably why they got swept this series. But, I mean, the Rangers picked it up, and they've been hot. In terms of their pitching, they have a 2.2 team ERA in the postseason with a 1 whip, which is very good. And the big part about that team that people had doubts about was their bullpen, but their team bullpen ERA in their five postseason games is also around 2.2 as well. So just overall as a full team, they've looked amazing so far. And that's nothing to discredit the Orioles. The Orioles were a very good team in the regular season, and the Rangers just blew past them. So I don't know who's going to win that other series, but I find it very hard to beat this Rangers team right now. And if you go to this is kind of me being salty as a Mets fan, but if you look at last year when the Mets won 100 games and they got eliminated in the wild card round, everyone was like, lol, Mets and all that. But then when the Rays and the Orioles get swept by the Rangers, no one really bats an eye, and they're like, oh yeah, those teams were still good. Yes, I am salty because I think last year's Mets team was good and they lost, but I do think that the Rays and Orioles teams that the Rangers just blew past were very good teams. So I think that my Rangers World Series prediction looks pretty good right now.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say this. The issue is, I think this is playing a huge part into this Rangers playoff run. They got embarrassed because it looked like they were winning the AL West. They even did a little locker room celebration about it.
Yeah, I mean, they have a chip on their shoulder now.
Yeah, like that's an angry team. And again, Max Scherzer is when he's angry. You don't want that on the mound.
Yeah, let me look into that. Actually, I don't know what he's like, if he'll be on the CS roster.
I have not seen anything about him not being in.
While you guys do look for that, I just wanted to say, there was a bit of bad news. Former Phillies manager Charlie Manuel suffered a stroke, but they removed a blood clot and he is doing better. The reason I brought this up was during the game today, I saw a clip on Twitter.
Oh, God.
Bit of a flip of the script, actually. Usually, Nick Castellanos hits home runs during bad news or bad times, as everybody has seen. The Phillies broadcasters were... the game broadcasters were providing a health update and saying very good news about Charlie Manuel. And Castellanos went deep. So maybe this is a switch for human nature, for humankind. Because, as all of you know, historically, Nick Castellanos loves bad news.
Yeah,
of course.
So that's, kind of surprising and good.
Some news about Max Scherzer. I don't know what the outcome was, but apparently he threw a simulated game today and hopes that he'll be ready for the championship series to be on that roster.
That would be major.
Yeah. I mean, Max Scherzer is also low-key a playoff choker, going back to last year, me being salty as a Mets fan. But, I mean, they also have Dane Dunning, Jordan Montgomery, and Nathan Eovaldi, who have both... All three of them have been really good in their three starts. Well, I mean, Jordan Montgomery's start in Game 2 of the Division Series was not great, but his wild card start was really good. So they've all three of them are scary to face in the Championship Series if you're the Astros or the Twins. I think if the Astros face the Rangers, it will be a very, very angry Rangers team. Like Carson said, they're going to want to prove why they should have won the division, and I think it's just going to be really hard to beat them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man. I wish my team could sweep the team, in three games.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. I just wish Jacob DeGrom was pitching in the postseason right now, because that would just be insane to watch.
It would be. But now, let's talk about because this is live. We're not going to have an update probably until next week.
On our Astros game?
Yes. So right now, the Astros are currently, it's the end of the fifth. Astros are leading 3-1 against the Minnesota Twins. Of course, the Houston has a 2-1 series lead. They can possibly end the series tonight, and we'll have a possible all-Texas ALCS. Let's using the remaining time in the segment, we got about a few minutes left. Your thoughts on a possible all-Texas matchup, and as we're looking quickly at the ALCS. Luke?
I think those are the two hottest offenses in baseball right now, other than, honestly, the Phillies. But... that wasn't meant to be disrespectful in any way. They scored 11 runs today.
It just actually is true.
10 runs today.
No disrespect.
All right, back on topic.
Yeah.
What? I mean, Jordan Alvarez should never be pitched to ever again.
He is not human.
I think, genuinely, in the entirety of the ALCS, because we know the Twins are not going to pull this out, unfortunately, the entirety of that matchup, I don't want a single... I don't care what situation it is. Give him the Barry Bonds treatment. Because you might as well... If you're a betting man out there, you might as well bet anytime home run every single game for Jordan Alvarez.
Here, I'll say this, Luke. Jordan Alvarez in the postseason, 500 average, 2.03 OPS in the middle. And he's 1-for-2 this game, and he scored a run. I agree with you on the fact he should just be walked every time he steps up to the plate. I completely agree with you.
I mean, it's... And then you look at the other side. Corey Seager, Adolis Garcia, Marcus Semien. That lineup is just stacked. And obviously the Astros are... This Astros roster is very familiar with the postseason, very familiar with the ALCS. This is a scene that they have seen before, and I hate the Astros, and for that reason I want Texas to win, and I think they will. I think the Texas Rangers will win in 7 games. I think that goes to 7 no matter who wins, because no matter how hot that Texas Rangers offense is and how well those pitchers are doing, like, Eovaldi has been shut down. And if they get Scherzer back, you know him in the postseason, that they have the upper hand there. But you look at the Astros with the experience they have in the postseason in the ALCS, especially that roster, because that roster has been constructed, give or take a few guys. Though that a bunch of guys on that roster have been with that team for a while, and they have not, like, not been there. They have been there every step of the way. And that's what they have the upper hand with experience. The other teams got the Texas has the upper hand with, you know, pitching, and I would say the lineup too. That series is going to seven games.
Mm.
I'm going to take the Rangers, but I think that's going to seven games.
Well, that's quite a bit that you said right there. Let's get, next segment when we come back in about 5 minutes, we're going to talk about Dodgers, Diamondbacks. I mean, that could possibly be ending tonight with another sweep. That's going to be an interesting thing we're going to talk about. And then we'll wrap up, of course, with our predictions possibly for ALCS matchups. But we'll be back in 5 minutes.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And welcome back to the final segment of Student Section MLB here on the 11th of October. There's October. There's no adjective that goes with it.
October, that might be red.
Oh, you say? Yeah.
No, there's not. Anyway.
The 11th of October.
There's no submarine, fictional submarine name that where there might be a hunt for or anything like that. But moving on. Okay, let's get into Diamondbacks, Dodgers. I mean,
you know, the Twins just hit a home run.
So it's
how many runs?
One. Oh, it was damn. A solo shot.
So it is now a
cut the lead to 3-2.
3-2.
It was Edouard Julien.
Oh,
it's only their third hit of the day. Keep in mind.
Okay, but anyway, back on track with again that game one with Diamondback Dodgers. Can we talk about that? We mentioned it earlier with like Kershaw and like how bad the performance was. He allowed six runs in the first inning, and then he was pulled.
It's actually just tragic. I actually feel bad.
Yeah.
I saw his postseason ERA for this season is 162 after that start. It's just sad because especially we talked about how he might retire, and this is a 100-win Dodgers team again. And
I really hope at this point, I hope is he signs basically a bare minimum deal, and like he comes in and they let him go out off on a win until he wins, you know? If that's the way he wants to do it, that I think that's completely fair. And it's just like, but man, that
it's just hard.
Even all of us who hate the Dodgers because of how that team runs, like that's you feel bad. That's a gut punch.
I mean, he was still at a 2.46 ERA in the regular season in 24 starts, which is the most he's had in a while. Even though he did miss a few starts, he was still amazing in the regular season. It's just I don't know how this keeps happening to him in the postseason. It's just really sad to see because he still clearly has the stuff. So it's just sad that you can't see him get it done in the postseason on a Dodgers team that we've talked about before should be winning pennants almost every year, and instead in the past 10 years they've only won 3. So
yeah, again, yeah, but then like I guess my question is, what is up with his performance? Because the Dodgers were hot. It feels like similar to the Braves where like the Dodgers were hot coming into the end, and it's just like I don't think they did simulated games like the Braves, but still like they're getting decimated by large margins against the Diamondbacks, and I don't get this. Like, this feels really off, and I can't figure out what exactly the blame is. Besides, it's just Dave Roberts just having the absolutely worst luck when it comes to how his like postseason goes. Because if the man was like, you know, manager of the San Diego Padres and he had the same roster, mm-hmm. like maybe it's just a Dodgers curse. I just cannot figure this out.
I mean, here's some stats. on the Dodgers in the past two games for the postseason in the NLDS. One of the best lineups in the regular season, by the way. Team batting average of 159. Team OPS of 508. Mookie Betts does not have a hit in the two games against the Diamondbacks. Freddie Freeman has a 167 batting average. And Max Muncy, 143 batting average. These are all guys who should be stellar. These are all guys who are amazing in the regular season. And this is, keep in mind, no hate to the Diamondbacks. Against a pitching staff that isn't really the greatest, they have Zach Gallen, who is very good. But other than him, their pitching staff is really not the greatest. And the Dodgers, Mookie Betts doesn't have a hit in two games when he's going to be NL MVP runner-up. It's just like such a severe underperformance. I mean, Mookie Betts at a 163 OPS plus in the regular season. He doesn't have a hit in two games. So I don't know how drastically they can underperform. And this is a team. It's another divisional matchup. I talked about how the Braves. I'm not going to bring up the Braves again. I feel bad for you, Carson. But this is a division that the Dodgers won by like 20 games. And the Diamondbacks are in that division. So the Dodgers should win this series. And they've just looked like, quite frankly, a joke in these past two games. They're just at this point, I feel like they're just trying to avoid a sweep because I really don't see them coming back. And I don't even know if they can avoid a sweep. I mean, Lance Lynn is starting this game. I just don't even know if they can avoid the sweep.
Oh, no, like that series is over. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to say this is changing the guard because Atlanta is very new still into the scene when it comes to the playoffs, but like, This again, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. For the Dodgers, it felt like we're very much seeing like, okay, this is we're probably entering teardown time, and this is where you kind of, the window's closed. It's now time to kind of move on and prepare for the future. But even for like Arizona, it feels like they've been in a competitive rebuild, and like they're seeing the success. And that's very strange to me because you shouldn't be seeing that, really. You know, you think, okay, maybe they'll make it into the wild card. Okay, wait, why are they having – they're probably going to go to the NLCS. Like,
yeah, this is a Diamondbacks team.
And isn't this their first NLCS since the 2000?
Probably. Yeah. Actually, I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a Diamondbacks team. I had the same kind of prediction that I did with the Orioles. It's a team that has, like, zero playoff experience in recent history and a team that has – just kind of an okay-ish pitching staff. So I kind of said, like I said with the Orioles, that they were probably going to lose. I thought that the Diamondbacks would just lose to the Dodgers, no problem. I mean, props to them for getting here. And I was like, okay, well, that's going to be it. See you later. I mean, it was a great season for them. But now they're going to move on to the NLCS. So it's just, it's a crazy run that they're having. Luke, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm rooting for the Diamondbacks, obviously. I'm sick of seeing the Dodgers just, like, on top of the world with their roster that they construct every year. But, yeah, everybody likes a Cinderella run. And as much as this looks like a Cinderella run, you got to remember the Diamondbacks led that division to start the year, like, by a landslide. They came out hot, and they're looking like that team right now. And I don't see the Dodgers winning that series. I think it's wrapped up.
This is a weird postseason.
This is like the postseason
100%. Of the underdogs.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, you know, are the Rangers going to go to the World Series because they'll be underdogs to the Astros?
I mean,
possibly.
My whole thing is I don't think the Rangers should be underdogs, but I mean, technically they are because they're fifth seed. So Twins are underdogs. They might win. The game's still very close.
Yeah.
And obviously Diamondbacks underdogs about to smoke their way, like, no problem to the NLCS. Phillies are were underdogs, I mean, by record in this series, and it looks like they'll win. So it's going to be, I don't know. I mean, I would have never thought that even at the beginning of the season, especially let alone even 3 years ago, that the championship series this year would be Texas Rangers would be in it and the Arizona Diamondbacks would be in it. I would have never saw this coming.
I don't think anyone else predicted this. Like, besides you with the Rangers, that was it.
Well, that was before the World Series, like, once the playoffs were set. I would have never predicted this before the season started. No way.
Man. I mean, have you seen the Rangers' record in the past two seasons before this year?
It was awful.
They had, like, the same roster last year.
Horrible
except
record.
Without DeGrom, and then DeGrom started five games.
Horrible record. And now they're on the way to the World Series.
All right. Well, I think with this, let's go ahead and start making some predictions because it looks like we'll probably have at least game one or two of the NLCS and ALCS completed by the time we're on air. So let's go ahead. I'm going to have a Copa prediction when it comes to my NLCS. I'm taking Braves, Diamondbacks. Oh, ha-ha, very funny, mister. All right, anyway, and then for my ALCS, I'm taking Texas-Houston. I'm going to say, again, Cope, coming from me, yeah. I'm taking the Braves in six for the NLCS. I'm going to take Rangers in seven for the ALCS. Luke, Torrey?
I think Diamondbacks end up winning the series against the Dodgers. Phillies end up winning the series against the Braves. I think the Phillies win in five over the Diamondbacks. And I think the Rangers win in seven against the Astros.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Luke talked about this on the last segment. I think Houston's going to move on, and I think this might be one of the best series we've seen in a really long time. I mean, Luke pointed out perfectly. I think Texas has the slight advantage in terms of their team, but obviously Houston has the experience winning the past three AL pennants now. It's going to be a great series. Give me Texas in seven, I think, as well, in terms of the National League. I think the Diamondbacks win tonight and move on. I think the Phillies hold on, although I would like to see the Braves win, just because I don't like hearing about a Red October, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, but I think regardless of who wins, I know I said this last week about the Diamondbacks facing the Dodgers, but I don't think the Diamondbacks could take a game off of the Phillies or Braves. Mm-hmm. So give me Phillies in four, Texas in seven, and give me Texas to win the World Series again.
Mm. You know, I'm just thinking about Texas versus Phillies could be a World Series rematch. Remember that?
Would it be?
Yeah. 2010.
Oh. No, wait. I thought that was the Phillies played the Yankees. But
no,
then
that was 09.
They played Texas, and yeah. That's when they won it.
Yep. All right.
But give me Texas this time.
Okay. All right. Well, before I head off here on Student Section MLB, all I have to say, if you know a Braves fan, call them, tell them you love them, make sure that they're in a safe place tonight. I am upset. But have a good night, everyone. Stay safe. But until then, we'll see you next week.